Hello, Roy here. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to The Roy Green Show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
Let's talk a bit about the government. Always appreciate the opportunity to speak to Senator Leo Housakos, who participated in the parliamentary committee questioning the Liberal cabinet ministers about the federal government's continued COVID mandates, policies, and ever-changing travel policies. Anybody looking for a passport? The senator was also, I believe, present for the adjusted reasons given by the federal government for invoking the Emergencies Act. He's also the co-chair of the CPC leadership campaign for Pierre Poilievre. Mr. Poilievre will join us next Saturday. Senator, how are you?
I'm very well. How are you? And happy Father's Day to all fathers and grandfathers around the world.
Yeah, exactly. And I was right about the male conversation, right? It's usually, hi, how are you? Great, you? Bye.
Completely right.
Yes. Senator, let me start.
A little bit more animated.
let me, it all depends on how much money's on the line. Let me ask you this. Let's start with this piece of news we've had today. The online harms bill advice has been received from a panel assembled by the Public Safety Minister Mendicino. What's your view of the objective of the bill, and do you have concerns at all that such legislation may cross the line between constitutionally enshrined freedom of expression and government censorship, giving a government the power to limit criticism of that government and its actions? We already have Supreme Court of Canada mandated limits to freedoms of expression when such expressions cross the line into hate speech. What's your thinking on this online hate bill?
Look, we have hate speech laws in this country. They have been, in my opinion, working well. And now we have a government that has a track record of showing nothing but contempt to democratic institutions. We've seen it time and time again. And a government that has gone out of its way every time there's a group of people that don't support their narrative, squash their freedom to express themselves. And we saw, of course, what happened during the convoy crisis, where Canadians were protesting against the government and their mandates and protesting against the government, which clearly has mismanaged this existential crisis. And Trudeau's reflex is always is to shut down dissent. And now we're supposed to trust this government and trust various organizations that this government controls to decide what is free speech and what isn't worthy of being free speech. A very slippery slope we're going down.
Yeah, I heard the line, misleading political communication is discouraged. I'm not quite sure what misleading political communication is, but I would like to find out. And I'm sure we will. Senator, you were a participant in the committee challenging the government, questioning the government, on travel and vaccine mandates, which have confused so many people, irritated people across this country, provided travel delays, which infuriated so many Canadians. What went on there?
Look, we haven't had a straight answer on this Trudeau government. There's been one set of rules for Canadians who drive their cars trying to get over the border during COVID, another set of rules for Canadians who could afford to fly, a different set of rules when you're entering from ground border or if you're entering from the air. And there's nothing worse in a democracy is to create an injustice and not an even playing field. And of course, we've seen over the last few months as mandates are being lifted right across the country by provinces. And of course, we're asking this Trudeau government is stay honest to the principle of get vaccinated, get double vaccinated, get your booster vaccine, and we can move on. And instead of actually respecting that science, now we're at a point where the majority of Canadians have vaccinated. There are a number of Canadians who should have the right to choose if they want to be vaccinated or not. And yet this Trudeau government continues to divide and try for political expediency to create the us versus them, which they tried to do in the last general election. And they've been doing ever since, which culminated in the convoy crisis. And continues to just fester frustration amongst Canadians towards their government and their institutions because of this lack of justice and equal playing field.
Yeah, when I watch Question Period, I almost expect the inanity. It's been going on for so long now. But when I watch an inquiry taking place, when I watch the government MPs and or ministers or senators being questioned, I expect some serious answers to serious questions. I don't see very much of that. And one thing that concerns me and concerns so many people is the explanation of the day on why the Emergencies Act was invoked. What is your sense of why it was invoked, and what's your sense of the explanations provided by the Prime Minister and the Deputy Prime Minister?
Oh, it was invoked for nothing more than political expediency. It's clear now. We have testimony from police authorities that they did not request this. We have a minister now who on multiple occasions and has been contradicted by police authorities. The only logical explanation, and it's evident, is that Prime Minister Trudeau, as he went along and he called Canadian citizens who were frustrated because of unrealistic mandates, Canadian citizens who are frustrated with the result of being ostracized or fingered out or being called deplorables or fringe or on and on and on. I mean, these truck drivers who for 2 years were heroes in this country, while the rest of us were hiding in our basements. They were working through the most difficult conditions, exposing themselves, bringing us food to our table, bringing us essentials to our tables. And within a short period of time, they went from heroes to zeros in the eye of the Prime Minister because he simply wanted mandates and wanted to isolate them as being the us versus them routine, which Prime Minister Trudeau plays on Canadians all the time. And I think as he continues to double down in a political debate, that's what he did in this instance. He doubled down to an extent where I think the vast majority of vaccinated Canadians themselves said to themselves, wait a second, we live in a democracy. We live in a country free to choose if they get vaccinated, how many times they get vaccinated. They should have the right to go to work and earn a living in this country without a government dictating to them when, where, and how. And I think he completely miscalculated the goodwill and the good sense of the vast majority of Canadians. And that convoy backfired on him, but it was clear. The reason why he invoked the Emergency Measures Act and he went as far as he did, because he was trying to exercise what he's been doing for the last 7 years, divide Canadians for his own political benefit.
Okay, I have 1 minute left. You're the co-chair for Pierre Poilievre's campaign to become the leader of the Conservative Party of Canada. And as Mr. Poilievre has said, he wants to be the Prime Minister of this country. And yet you've seen the editorial commentaries about Mr. Poilievre. His cryptocurrency has been advice, quote-unquote, that I read in commentaries constantly, has been drawn into question. His ability to make a decision, a deduction, has been drawn into question. If you vote or side with Pierre Poilievre, some of the inferences that, you know, you're way too far to the right. What would you say to the critiques that are being directed toward your man?
Listen, Pierre Poilievre just believes in liberty. He believes in people to have a choice. Same thing with cryptocurrency. He believes Canadians should have the right to invest in that currency as an option, as they have been now for many, many, many years. He believes that they should have a right to vaccinate themselves or not vaccinate themselves. He believes that they should have the right to protest their government and to feel free doing so without any repercussions. If that is extremism, just freedom and support of free enterprise and unleashing the Canadian strength so we can rebuild our economy, so be it. I think Pierre Poilievre is a very reasonable right-of-center conservative who learned under Stephen Harper as government. He was a key minister in it, and I think he will make an outstanding prime minister.
If you want to hear more, subscribe to The Roy Green Show on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you find your favorites. And if you like what you hear, leave us a review and tell a friend. I'm Roy Green. Have a great weekend.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.